You're listening to the And I Quote podcast, brought to you by Coterie Insurance. And I Quote is hosted by Ann Boger, VP of Scaling,
and Brian Thomas, Director of Claims Experience. We're bringing you conversations with insurance agents, brokers, leaders, and small business owners. Each episode will dive into the importance of building relationships within the insurance industry.
Relationships are the foundation of building a trustworthy connection. Together, we can learn from other stories and experiences.
So let's jump right into the episode.
And I quote.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the And I Quote bonus episode series. I'm Jason Johnson, and I'm joined by Ali Essien.
Say hi, Jason.
Hi to all the people out there, yes. So at Coterie, I am the Director of Agency Experience. Ali, what do you do?
I am the Agency Distribution Account Manager.
You gotta like write it down before you come to this, don't you?
Yeah. Basically, I'm in charge of relationships with our agents.
Yeah. Well, and I mean, that's more or less what we both do, right? Whether we're directly working with the agents in building the relationships or coming up with new ways to represent them and their voice of the customer and all kinds of stuff. So, actually, Ali, if you don't mind, I may start by like asking you a couple of questions just so that everybody can kind of get to know what you do a little bit better. So as, you know, that big long name, Agency Distribution Account Manager, right? Did I get it right?
Yes.
Why don't you talk a little bit about, you know, what your day-to-day looks like or what it is that you do as an account manager?
So I have a unique role. I get to meet with my agent partners and find ways for them to, or help them drive more premium to their agency through using our Coterie platform. Able to be a resource to them, whatever they need. I also have another part to my role where I get to be the liaison to some of our internal teams and helping to build and bridge better communication all the way around. That's basically what I do in a nutshell.
Okay, so Ali, I love so much about you is the energy, the passion that it is that you bring to your job, right? It's I get to work beside you every single day, and you are so passionate about our agents. And you bring it to every interaction that it is that you have with them. But one of the things that it is that you and I regularly talk about and what it is that kind of sets us apart, what it is that makes us special, is that we actually kind of love problems. Do you want to talk a little bit more about that?
I love problems. Problems is 100% correct. Problems are opportunities to build growth and rapport and to discover weaknesses where we can become strong. I really feel strongly about being able to...
Yes, you do. You feel very strongly about helping our agents with their problems, right? Like and this is such a cliche thing to talk about, right? Like every single problem is an opportunity, but I think that we really truly take it to the next level. At Coterie, and I'm sure you've heard us all say this, intelligence, integrity, humility, and passion. Those are our four, that's what we model everything that we do after, right? It's how we hire folks, it's how we operate our business, all of that, right? And I hope that you can see all of those qualities in both Ali and I, but one of our strongest suits is passion. And we realize, through humility, that we're not always gonna get everything right, but we are passionate about making sure that we take care of our partners. We truly care about all of you. So I guess that's how it is that we bring the humility to this, is that we know we're never gonna get everything right. And so we actually look forward to the problems, as awkward as that sounds, because we know that we're never gonna have everything perfect. And it gives us an opportunity to build a relationship with you and show you how much we truly care about working with you. I mean, you feel like that summarizes it okay?
Yes, I do.
All right, perfect. All right, cool. Did you have any questions for me, or do you want me to just kind of rattle some more stuff off?
Well, I think you've done an amazing job kind of leading the way with Agency Experience. And for those of you who don't know, Jason created this Department of Agency Experience because it he saw a need and took it to the next level where there was maybe not too many others in our space that kind of are doing this. So can you just kind of share with everyone else the vision for our department and what we have planned, some of the really cool ideas that you have coming up?
Yeah, thanks, by the way. That was really kind. So I guess to kind of really briefly give a history. So I started with Coterie about a year and a half ago at this point when we launched the Independent Agent Channel. And so from the very beginning, the idea was that we were going to just, you know, do individual. My first role here was as a territory manager, right? Or I think it was like director of regional development or something like that. And we all had it separated out like in a traditional carrier sense where we all had the regions and whatnot. And then we all kind of like realized our own strengths and that we wanted to grow in a different direction. We want kind of like what Allie was saying, we wanted to do something a little bit different. And so we kind of rearranged things and we gravitated towards some other stuff. And I'm getting a little bit ahead of myself, but the reason that we did that, where I found my strength was where I found my passion. Was building the relationships. And as a digital underwriting company, right, we have our dashboard that you go on and our underwriting platform does all that magic in the background and spits out your quote for you. You don't need to talk to an underwriter anymore. Now, of course, we have them on staff. You can reach out and get a hold of Allie and I, and we can ask questions to the underwriting team, and there's a lot of different ways that you can do it. But the dashboard is there to solve that problem for you. But what a lot of folks may not, you know, initially think of is what else you're losing when you lose that underwriter as a point of contact, right? They do more than just underwrite in a traditional carrier. They also manage relationships. And this was something that I saw as a gap. And fortunately, I work at a wonderful company who believed in the same passion that I did for building relationships. They gave me the opportunity to start the team. And then I finally grew it to the point that I could bring somebody else in with me. And I met Allie. And how could I not bring somebody who's even more passionate about working with agents than me? So that was kind of the grand vision was I didn't want to lose sight of what it is that truly makes our industry special. And I know as agents, you know that. It's about the relationships, right? That's why we go through you, because you've got the relationships with your insureds. You're the frontline underwriters. You know how important that is. I know how important it is on our side too. And so that's why we started this whole thing.
Yeah, it really is very cool because, you know, you and I kind of feel the same way with, you know, why we love the insurance. What about the insurance industry excites us? And this is it. It's the relationship piece. It's being able to make a difference, make an impact, and solve problems. You know, really leading with kind of a servant perspective and attitude. And so that's truly why I love the insurance industry. And I know that you and I have had conversations where you feel that way too. So where do you see our department going, you know, for the, I'm just.
Well, so don't ask me that question. I've got like a million different ideas, right? And that sometimes can be my weakness. I have too many ideas that I just want to enact everything all the time. And it's just me and Allie. Well, we've got a great team. And growth and the rest of Coterie that are all incredibly supportive and work together. But regardless, for right now, let's talk about right now really quick, if you don't mind, because I know that these are shorter episodes. So I want to briefly highlight and ask you a question about it too. You know, one of the things that it is that we regularly do is maintain these agency relationships. Allie has a whole number of them that she works with. She and I together do stuff. We have many, many agents. I won't even get into the number right now, where we try to reach everyone, as well as, you know, work specialized with some folks who are producing higher or have the potential to, or quite frankly, just reach out to us and they want a relationship because that matters to us too. It doesn't necessarily matter all the rest of stuff. So we look at all these different ways that we can reach out to the whole team, the whole group of agents that we work with. So we have like a monthly newsletter that we do and we run the Coterie Collaborative. Do you want to talk for a second about what that is, Allie?
Well, are you? Yeah, I mean, it's your baby. So last year, Jason came up with this brilliant idea to kind of have. I refer to it as a semi-focus group where it's kind of a win-win and networking opportunity for agents, as well as being able to sit in on some of our some of our areas of which, like servicing or underwriting or marketing or products really, marketing, and really get the agents' feedback and perspective on our products and where we are kind of.
No, where we are in the market. You're just talking about where we are in the market, right?
Yeah,
like and how we stack up to our competitors, where we have chances to succeed, that we're doing better, or where we're falling behind some, right?
Right. So and so that started with what, Jason, 7 agents?
Yeah, it was only 7 last year. What are we this year? Like 30, I think, is what we signed up.
We're at 30, and so I came on in November, so I get to be a part of this Coterie Collaborative this year. And it's been great. We've gotten some really great feedback, and really I'm finding that you know, these agents are loving being able to have different connections to other agents in other states and kind of doing what they're doing. But overall, you know, they're getting something out of it, and we're getting pure you know, where exposure of where we need to fix things or
grow.
I don't know. What.
Yeah. Where we have an opportunity to grow at, right?
Yeah.
So one of the things that's really cool about it is that, you know, this is not new to the industry, right? So you all are familiar with like agency advisory councils, roundtables, that sort of thing. But what's really neat is that we've actually connected all of, we separated them all out into teams this year, and we've connected them with different subject matter experts around Coterie. So we're bringing other folks besides just Allie and I to the meetings, that they can come and they can ask questions about their specific areas and get feedback from the field of what we could be doing better, where we're excelling at, and that sort of thing. And what I love the most about it, and I don't want to speak for you, Allie, but I wouldn't be surprised if this is the case for you too, is that we did our best to make it as like wide ranging of a background, right? So we've got agents who have written, you know, at least a few policies with us. It's not nothing, but to, you know, having written thousands upon thousands of dollars just in the last couple months, right? And, you know, whether from one coast to the other, how, you know, experienced they are in the industry, whether they're parts of large national aggregators or they just, you know, own their own little family agency. We did our best to include everyone because we want everybody's perspective. And Allie and I mean, selfishly, we love working with this wide range of everyone. I don't want to speak for you, but I know it's true. Like,
it is true.
You get the best perspective when you get vision from everyone.
Right.
So we just want to make sure that we get the voice of all of our customers, of all of our agents out there to the rest of the Coterie. And what's more is that we're bringing Coterie to them to kind of continue to do that. So anybody listening, if you ever have any interest in that sort of thing, please reach out to us. We'd love to involve you next year when we have the next go around. Or honestly, we just take that kind of feedback all the time. That's part of what it is that Allie and I do. We listen to the voice of the customer, take it back to, you know, the company, and not just fix problems, but also fix potential problems, or, you know, capitalize on areas of where we should be heading next, right? So we're building a work comp product right now. And what should we be doing after that? That's a question that our insurance team regularly asks, but they're not in direct communication with the agents. Allie and I are, though. So we get to talk to you all of the time, and we love it when you come to us with that sort of thing.
Absolutely.
Did I get it all right?
Yep,
so absolutely. Then I guess the other, you asked me where it is that we're heading next. I'm going to ask you the same question, where you want to see us heading next. But my answer to that is just that I want to keep growing, right? Like, I have this passion for doing what it is that we do. I absolutely love what it is that we do. So I want to make it bigger. I want to make it larger. I want to take care of even more agents. I want to reach out to all of you in better ways. I want to have more individual relationships. I want to provide, you know, larger webinars so that we can do, you know, updates when product features come out. I want better feedback with our data. Like, we're constantly working with our data team so that I can get a better understanding of, you know, how you're doing as an agency and where you could possibly use our assistance at, so we can be more proactive and don't just wait for you to come to us. We may be a small team, but we want to utilize all of the wonderful tech and data that we have at Coterie to be even more, you know, efficient and proactive with you. So, Allie, where would you love to see us?
Well, I mean, my answer would be the same. However, I, you know, with there's a certain number of things that I feel passionate about. When I came into Coterie, I started with the CA team, the customer advocacy team, which is the team that actually supports all you agents out there when you need to service policies and whatnot. And then when this department was created, I moved over with Jason. But I feel passionately because they're being on the front lines, I would like to, I definitely see where there are some improvements with communication and maybe some disconnect internally, externally amongst, you know, different partnerships. And so just really trying to close that gap for just wherever I can. I like to think that if we are closing gaps with different departments, if everyone else is doing thriving at what they're supposed to be doing, then we're doing our job because we're able to insert ourselves where we are able to help. And so this is kind of a unique situation for us, and so really take pride in that. And so a little bit to answer your question a little bit more, just adding a personal touch to an InsurTech is everything. I mean, I come from the agency side, and knowing that I'm going to quote with an InsurTech, but not know if I can talk to anybody, or, you know, if there's a number of factors that disconnect you from, you know, so we're trying to add that personal touch into our space, and we're trying to do it as quickly and like Jason said, touch the masses in a personal way.
Allie, that was perfect. I mean, I can't think of a better way to phrase it myself. Thank you very much for that. So I guess, you know, we're probably at about time here. Is there anything else that you want to say to close us out, or do you want me to just go ahead and give it the exit?
Yeah, it was okay.
Okay, all right, cool. So thank you all so much for tuning in for the first ever Coterie bonus episode of And I Quote podcast, and you know, a behind the scenes look at some of what it is that happens here at Coterie. So my name again is Jason, and my email address if you want to reach out is jason.johnson at coterieinsurance.com. Allie, you want to let them know yours?
Yeah, and I'm Allie Essien, and my email is ali.essien@coterie.com.
coterieinsurance.com.
Coterieinsurance.com, sorry. Yes.
It's all good. Allie, it's always wonderful talking to you. I'm glad that we get to do it every single day. And agents, I love talking to you every single day. Keep reaching out. Keep being wonderful. And we will talk to you all soon. Thanks a lot.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to And I Quote, a podcast focusing on telling the stories of agents, brokers, partners, and small business owners.
We hope you take away something from every episode you listen to and can build onto your strength of connecting with your audience and forming that trusting relationship.
And I Quote is brought to you by Coterie Insurance. Coterie is available across the nation and is creating a product that brings our partners speed, simplicity, and service. Through our new Simply Bind experience on the Coterie dashboard, you can get a quote by answering two questions.
And seriously, we will do the rest for you because relationships matter. Take a look at our show notes for more information and news.